All right, let's start hour number three. I am Jim Rome, our last hour of the week, going into an enormous weekend, Super Wildcard weekend. I'm opening it up to you right now. Those were the two interviews we had. We had AJ Hour. Could not be happier with AJ Hour. AJ Hour went tremendously well. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. An awesome AJ Hour. So happy with both those interviews. Hadn't connected with AJ Green for a while, and I thought that he came off great. AJ Dillon, as you know, if you didn't already know, now you do know, one of the best guys, super young guy. AJ Green, super vet. Love that hour. At Extra Innings tweets, AJ Dillon absolutely crushed his interview on the Jim Rome Show. Was waiting for him to mention his one-for-one card collection. Trust me, there are interviews where I've got prep and I've got research and I'm ready to roll and I could run through it in 5 minutes. And then there are other interviews where there's so many really good things I want to get to that I just don't get to because the guest is so good. I want to get to that. And he also had tweeted about his first NFT purchase, which I want to get to. But sometimes you can't get to all of it. You got to pick your spots. So I'll get him back on. If we get him back on, I will ask him about that. This guy is asking what we all thought. Hey, Jim, is it time to start an AJ streak? Another one. Hey, Rome, here are the interviews for Monday's show. 9:40, AJ Hawk. 10:20, AJ Hoyt. 11, AJ Przinski. If we were to start a streak, and we're not going to, I would not put all three of them on the same show. It would be a short streak. How many AJs are there? But then again, how many Rexes were there? Way more than I thought. Scott Metz is in. Hey, AJ McCarron. Us clones need you to call on the show, please. That was the other great thing about the streak. When we did the streak, you clones started to tweet. And Twitter was the platform of the day, of the moment. You started to tweet at everybody who was a Rex. And that was really funny. Like, do the show, do the show. I think at one point, Rex Grossman, or who else was it? It was either Rex Grossman, or there was somebody else who was saying, like, yeah, I don't even know where this is coming from, but people keep getting at me to do the show, so here I am. It was somebody, it was a more prominent Rex, I thought. Why is this not coming to me? It was... No. It was during the Kyle streak. It was Kyle Korver. Korver was like, yeah, you know. Because Korver is a pretty cool customer. He's a cool dude. And you could see where he probably was not going to do it. And not, I don't mean that in a negative way. Just probably not something that would interest him. But people just kept piling on. Come on, man. Come on, man. You got to do this. You got to be a part of it. So he's like, all right, whatever it is. Who else? AJ Brown. AJ Boye. AJ Soprano is a good one. AJ Styles. I mean, I guess we could. AJ Clemente.
High definition.
Gay.
Good evening, I'm Van Q. You may have seen our newest AJ on North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, from being from the East Coast.
Okay, well, welcome aboard, AJ.
Thanks.
Go for it.
Fatal ATV crash happened.
Legend. Icon. Superstar, phenom, prodigy, hero, national treasure, best dude ever, first ballot Hall of Famer, Alvin. I'm speaking, am I talking about AJ Clemente or Alvin? Alvin already. I couldn't remember. Was it Rex? No. Kyle Korver. Alvin's like, dude, I got that.
I'm getting, like, blown up by all my friends. They're like, yo, Jim Rome is calling you out right now. Like, they're all really worried for me, you know? Like, they're, like, kind of scared of you a little bit or something. And you're like, yo, either they're doing some Kyle show, like, this streak, you got to call in. And they're, like, texting me, like, you got 14 minutes to call in. Like, he's getting really excited about this. And then it's, like, 12 minutes, 7 minutes, like, this big countdown. I was like, man, I gotta do this, apparently.
Like I said, this dude was very cool. Way cooler than me, way cooler than the show, and I forgot how well he laid that out. He was number 30. Like, I think he was the last guy. Like, we had been efforting him. We had been trying to get him, and that was the one. That was like the white whale. We couldn't get him, and I love the way that this is how things have mellowed out over the years. His guys were saying to him, hey, dude, don't jack with Rome. Don't jack with the karma. Don't get on the wrong side of that show. Don't do that. Just do it. And he's like, what? 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 I guess. All right. I'll do it. And that was awesome. That was a great reset. So we had a Rex streak. We had a Kyle streak. And ever since then, you've always wanted me to start another streak. It's got to be like totally organic. It's got to be spontaneous. And no, I did not plan to have back-to-back AJs. And when you think about it, there probably could be an AJ streak if we wanted to. Randall Avix says, great back-to-back interviews. AJ Hour was great and was definitely a stiff improvement over ED Hour. I would agree with you, however, a bunch of the juveniles would not. You know, ED Hour was not terrible. Let's see, what other AJs? AJ Hinch. Like, when you think about it, there are enough AJs. We could do it. AJ Preller. AJ Pollock. AJ Burnett. AJ Feely. AJ Epinesa, AJ Allmendinger. There are AJs. It's possible. Hey, Jim.
Anything's possible!
If this circulation tactic works this weekend, we will officially change our name to the Buffalo Pills. Signed, Terry Pegula. Well, I have a connection to Kim. I was on her podcast. Yeah, I don't think they're going to change the name of the team to the Buffalo Pills. Interesting thought, though. At Bri Klopp tweets, the quarterback is toast. Signed, Chris Ballard. That's good.
Oh, my God, the quarterback is toast.
Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne. Actually, you clones are stepping it up today. I like this. Now I just need a phone call or two to match the social. Brendan Webb tweets, Chris Ballard does sound pissed. Yours, left eye, burning down Andre Rison's house. She was pissed. You burn down your guy's house, you're pissed. Alvin, go back to what we're talking about, Chris Ballard. You can pick any one of those sound bites. He was asked about Carson Wentz, and he just said repeatedly, we got our ass beat. We got our ass beat. We got our ass beat. We are
Sometimes
embarrassed.
You get your ass beat, man. We got our ass beat. I wish I had for the fans and for everybody to say, hey, you know, can you pinpoint what I don't have that. I wish I could. I don't. I'm being honest. I don't have it. We got our ass beat.
That's your answer. You do have it. That's the answer. What happened? We got our ass beat. Why did you get your ass beat? Because we got our ass beat. He does have the answer. I respect that. Well, look who's here at PHX. Nola girl. It's my gal right there, Tracy. Tracy with two E's. Quote, great interview with AJ Green. Love the guys on this Cardinals team. Tracy, what's up? Are you no longer about the Saints? Are you about the Cards? Anyway, she's about the jungle. Tracy used to make the trip to watch the Showtime show, and she'd come in the audience, and she would travel in for it. She was great. Much respect, Trace. What's up? Hope you and yours are well. and my 2 cents worth tweets. If the Colts want some luck at quarterback, they need a lean, mean, mustached machine. Again, why are you going to crack on Andrew Luck? He looks happy. He looks fit. He looks lean. He's got a mustache. Yeah, great. So he wore a polo under a sports coat. So he looked like a nerd. You know why he looked like a nerd? He is a nerd. And he's not apologizing for it. He's like the best kind of nerd. He probably still is rocking that flip phone. Why would you be... Why are you going in on somebody who's happy, who's living their best life? Because you're miserable and you're living your worst life and you have nothing better to do. That's why. Say another guy living a great life. Joe Burrow. You know why that is? Exceptionally talented, exceptionally tough, amazing leader, and he gets it. And he's not here to hate. I love that conversation with AJ Green, too, about that you're worried about your craft. And then he quoted Davante Adams. And he said something to the effect of, the thing that Davante Adams tweeted was, you know why I'm good at running routes? Because I run routes. I'm not on social media showing you all my workouts. I'm running routes. Old school. Old heads. It's good stuff. Speaking of heads. The big head. His head is enormous. He's James Kelly. Normally, by now, we would have done big head bets. We do it every Friday. It's one segment. It's on this show. But because we're going into Super Wildcard Weekend, we need more real estate. He needs more runway. His head is even bigger. So we're going to devote an entire segment to the podcast, the Jim Rome podcast. We are going to drop this right after the show. Check that. We're going to tape it right after the show, then push it out shortly thereafter. So you should have it in the next couple of hours. That's why we are not doing it on air. Did I get to all the AJs? I think that I did. AJ Terrell is another one. Yeah, I don't know, D-Dub. If we were so inclined, we could do an AJ streak. If we were so inclined. I mean, maybe. Maybe. Let's see here. What are some of my options? I said that I need some calls to match the quality of my social media. Parody Larry. That won't do. Lawrence, I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. You're not getting on today. Hang up.
Give me back my son.
Because of things like that.
Do-do-do-do.
And that. All right, that's kind of harsh, right? Maybe I could be nicer than that. Maybe because he waits so long and he's so committed to the show and so loyal, maybe I should take his call. All right, what the hell? Let's go to wherever it is he lives. Yo, Parody Larry, what's up?
And sometimes when we touch, your hand is... Hear my crotch, and I have.
Yeah, that was not a real call. That was the kind of bullcrap that he does when he comes on and gets run.
Not a very good call.
Yeah, no, that was not a real Parody Larry call. That was an old call. I was just clowning. My man, you should have walked off the day you bum rushed the set at Super Bowl. But I know how it goes. I know how it goes. You clones, a lot of you, you get the drug. You get the drug in your blood, and you keep chasing it. Then you're an addict. It's like doing meth for the first time. That's why they say never do meth. You'll be addicted. Something good happens on the show, and then you're addicted to the life. And then you keep chasing that life, and you go down that rabbit hole, and it's never the same ever again. I'm speaking about this. My man literally got on the road 1 year and did this.
Carolina Panthers will win the Super Bowl. Camby plays like Superman, and Peyton's going to fold. The Bay is going to party. The game is quite a show. But nothing can compare to Rome on Radio Row.
Guy was doing his own beat.
You don't like that car.
I don't like that.
I can remember Deadspin even had a post about that back in the day. So, Lawrence, you've had your moments. You've had your time. You've had your 15 years. The great thing about Larry is he doesn't care. He literally does not care what I have to say. He will call back. He's still on hold. He hasn't hung up yet. I just played 3 of your calls, Lawrence. It's a good day, man. Walk it off. walk off the rest of the day, walk off the weekend, walk off the month, walk off 2022. I'll see you in 2030, Lawrence. All right, so when we come back, what I still have ahead is I want to talk Joe Burrow. Because you got a lot of Raider fan up in here. But Cincinnati also is a strong jungle market. And the Bengals have been a good jungle team. I want to get into that matchup. And I want to talk about what I like about Joe Burrow so much. Because I want to be upbeat. I want to be positive. So I've got lots of positive things to say about Joe Burrow, which I will get to. Alvin's Week That Was is still the best segment on the show. That's coming up. The ATP can be really good. Big Head Bets is going to be Ep 205. And I've been talking about the side hustle to the side hustle, the reinvention project with Jim Rome. Something I do on the side. A really good podcast. Molly Bloom is my guest this week, and that is live. So look for that. Just go to my social media. If you haven't heard that podcast, I think you will like it a lot. It's something different. So check it out. All of that, still ahead.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Bengals Saturday morning, Pats Bills Saturday night. It's going to be cold. I don't know if you know. Sunday, Eagles Bucks, Niners Cowboys. Again, that's been the hardest game for me all weekend long. Niners Cowboys. I'm going back and forth on that. Steelers Chiefs. And then Monday night, you got that matchup, Arizona and LA. So it's going to be a really good weekend. Tremendous weekend. Who you got? If you need some help, check out the Jim Rome podcast with Big Head, James Kelly. We will give you our selections a little bit later on. The ATP is coming up. In fact, I might get to it right about now, start things off, because I've got Alvin's Week That Was, and I'm still looking for the right phone call. Go ahead, give me a call, 1-800-636-8686. Dear Mr. Rome, do you and your sons bet football games and or other events against each other? Respectfully, Edward Marino from San Diego. No. I don't want to take their money. In fact, I give them money. I should take their money. No, we don't. Logan is not about that life. Jake Rome is sort of about that life. He's a college kid who knows very little about sports, but tries to bet it anyway because he's a college kid. I've told you the story about DJ. Dodger Jano has never been about that life. Well, actually, that's not true. Janet and I back in the day would go to Vegas, and Janet would go. Janet likes the casino life, and the things that she did really well at, she was good at craps. I don't even know how to play craps. Janet did very well at the craps table. The other thing that she did very well with was roulette, and not as well as the other stuff. So one night we were at home, and I don't know why, maybe a winter night, it was cold, she had a glass of wine, she somehow got online, found a way to online gambling, and I said, listen, I don't want to be a hypocrite and tell you not to do something that I've done in the past, but please don't do that. And I'm not weird about money or anything like that, I just know it's a bad idea. But she had a glass of wine, and she's really careful with money. Like, Janet Rome never asked for anything, ever, except the famous Rome Christmas cards, which cost a bleeping fortune. But she didn't ask for anything the rest of the year, except for that. So it's not even a money thing, but I know how this could possibly go if you're not careful online. If you're not careful. And I'm not talking about, like, win bet and games for people who know what they're doing. I'm saying she went to, like, the online casino and started doing what she does, roulette. And she ran through about $200 in 5 minutes, and that was the end of her career. I didn't even have to tell her. She's like, that wasn't fun. I'm like, right. That's not fun, is it? So, to answer your question, do I bet against my kids? No, we don't do that. Romy, on your CBS NFL Today cold weather games, are you a gloves guy or a mittens guy? your buddy Eric in Orlando. Hey, Eric, I mean, it's a somewhat legitimate question, but you didn't need to submit it 15 different times. Once was enough, but you made it in somehow. What's the difference? Gloves have fingers? I'm a gloves guy, for sure. Mittens. I don't think I've worn mittens. Hey, Tom, you tell me, you're a Northeast guy. What's the difference? Mittens have no fingers, right? Isn't that what you wear when you're 5 years old and you ski? Come on, Eric. I would imagine a hand warmer might work better with a mitten, right? You know what I am? I'm whatever the hell David August tells me to be. He is my clothier. Hey, Rome, if David August told you to jump off a bridge, would you? No. Well, if I was wearing one of his suits, maybe. I'm really weird like that. Again, I'm like, David August sets it up so you have to be like a wealthy Garanimals user as an adult. Like, I've got a book. I match everything up in the book. If you were to say to me, hey, dude, can't you go into your closet and look and mix and match? My answer would be yes, but I don't. I just go by the book. So if the book says wear these gloves with this suit, I wear these gloves with that suit. If the book says wear these mittens with the suit, I wear these mittens with the suit. I go by the book. Hi, Jim. Who is somebody you really want to meet but haven't yet? Come on, Bella. How much mental horsepower do you think I have left at the end of the week? That's a good one.
They're all buttholes out there. They really are.
Not all of them. Who is somebody I really want to meet that I haven't met? Who is somebody that I really want to meet that I haven't met? Anybody with a mustache? Anybody who smokes a pipe? Come on, Bella. Anybody who rocks a monocle in public? And maybe a top hat. Magnum PI. I don't know, Bella. Stop asking trick questions. Stop trying to trip me up, Bella. Stop making me look like a butthole, Bella.
They're all buttholes out there. They really are.
I mean, that should be something that I should have. I should have a list of five people that I want to meet that I've never met, right?
Butthole.
And I can't think of one. Stop making me look and feel like a butthole, Bella.
Butthole.
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 That's tough. Here is some reaction to the ATP already. I like it. Hey, Jim, being a SoCal softie, take it easy on the mitten smack. Mittens are warmer, and in real weather, like an AK, mittens are useful and warm as hell. Stay in your lane, Jimothy. Hey, let me tell you something, Matt. Mittens are not a reason to go, bro. I'm not taking a run at you. I'm not taking a run at Mitten Nation. All right? I'll own it. I speak out of ignorance. I just said it myself, Matt. That's what I said, Matt. I don't even know the difference between a mitten and a glove. Matt, take it easy, brah. Take it easy. I got your back. I'm all about Alaska. Hey, listen, anything that's going to keep me warmer, I'm not opposed to mittens. I'm just saying I haven't worn mittens since I was 5 and I skied at Mammoth Mountain. But maybe I should get mittens. Let me ask you this. I mean, part of me wants to say what looks better. But I saw what that got me in Kansas City. I looked great and I felt like crap. It doesn't matter how I look. You know what, Matt? Maybe you're right, bro. Hey, Matt, accept my apology. I apologize to you and all of Mitten Nation, all 4 of you. Very sorry about that. Anybody else? He wants to fight over mittens, and Bella made me feel and look like a butthole.
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 All right, then. Alvin has a week that he's putting the finishing touches on. I'm pacing because I've got a Big Head Bets podcast. Man, Big Head's fueling himself. He is, because he knows that one, instead of 9 or 11 minutes, he might get 30.
That's right.
And instead of the phrase ass being used once, which is what he's allowed per episode here, he can use it almost without limit on the podcast because we can.
Serial ass.
And he might even get really loose the way he did in that meeting with the Win Bet suits, where he was F-bombing like crazy and asking for beer. If he was that comfortable in a meeting at the Wynn Resorts with our prominent sponsor, how loose do you think he's going to get during the podcast? Find out. We'll all know within the next 90 minutes. I did hit the ATP, and I had no idea it was going to create so many issues. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I had no idea that it would create so many issues. Edward Marino asked me, or somebody else asked me. Actually, it was Eric in Orlando. Man, this guy does nothing but make trouble. Eric in Orlando asked me, when you do your NFL and CBS, NFL Today and CBS hits outside, are you a mitten guy or a glove guy? And I just kind of just popped off with, I don't know, like whatever David August says, but probably gloves. I'm not mittens. I haven't worn mittens since I was 5. And all of a sudden, Mitten Nation is coming at me hard, hard. Spirit of the Wild. Quote, easy on Mitten Nation, bro. Sincerely, Michigan. Mr. Rome, please chill with the mitten smack, tan man. Nick in snowy, Erie, PA. Guys, it's the epitome of somebody talking out their ass. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I don't even care. I'm not going to die on Mitten Hill, all right? I just said it out of the side of my mouth. I'm talking up my ass. I have no idea. I don't even know the difference. I had to ask. I'm from California. I'm not taking a stand against mittens, all right? I don't give a damn, all right? I'm pro-mittens. I'm with you, Mitten Nation. Take me back. I apologize. Yeah, I'm owning it. I apologize. It's the very, very definition of somebody talking out their ass. I've got hypothermia at 40 degrees. I'm from California. I don't know. I don't know and I don't care, but I'm willing to get on the wrong side of you all on certain things. Things I feel strongly about. I don't give a damn about mittens or gloves. Don't take that so personally. Why is everybody so sensitive? I'm with you. All right, I changed my vote. How about that? I changed my vote. Mittens, yo. I'd love to see a Glove Nation come at me now. Yeah, I don't care. Whatever's going to keep me warmer. Let's see, Rome. Mittens are terrible. Gloves all day, no fingerprints. Sign the juice. Yeah, good stuff, Damasio. Damasio, you're so much better than that, dude. That sounds like something like Wells would send, Damasio. Oh, here's one. Wells, to keep the AJ streak, you should have AJ Simpson on and ask him about slicing his wife and that waiter. See what you did there, Wells. You turned an OJ joke into an AJ joke and equally idiotic, Wells. Wells in the 1080. Come on, man. I have such a good show. Why are you trying to wreck it? Why are you trying to ruin it, Wells? Stop taking food off my plate. I know you want to take it off my plate to put it in your mouth, but stop doing it, Wells. Now you're affecting what's going on in my home. At General Ledger, quote, a monocle, a top hat, and a mustache. Sounds like evil Mr. Peanut. Yours, nut allergy sensitive clones. Ian in Chicago. If you think I read that because he's from Chicago, you're right. You're right. I always read things from people who are in Chicago and people in Pittsburgh. I just do. I'm trying to talk about the Bengals and the Raiders because I want to talk about Joe Burrow. One of the more intriguing games. Don't forget, one last pitch or one last mention. Big Head Betts coming up on the Jim Rome podcast. We're going to break down all the games this weekend. Not the Monday night game, but all the games tomorrow and Sunday. Also, something else we're going to get into, our future bets. We both got down before the year started. Pretty funny who I thought that I would take a shot with before the year started. You'll get my thoughts. And in addition to the matchups this weekend, I want to talk to him, and I want to give you my thoughts about who I think is the team to beat overall. Not just this weekend, but for the entire tournament. Bob Speck is in. If we're talking outdoor clothing, I would like to chime in about raincoats. Signed, Alvy. All right, let's finish the week with the show. Actual content. Vegas at Cincinnati. I'm running out of time for this. Hey, Chuck, check the phones one last time because I'd love to end the week with a strong phone call. In the meantime, Alvy, how you living? Are you ready to roll? It is the most reliable, dependable, consistent segment of the entire week. It's never not awesome. Because frankly, over the course of a week, this show is never not awesome. Alvy is just charged with coming up with the best 4 to 5 minutes of the entire week, which he does expertly in the form of the week that was. Hey, what's cracking? Welcome to the program. It is the Jim Rome Show, starring me, Jim Rome. What's up? Hope you had a great weekend. Nice to have you here. What a wild, wild weekend that was. Lots to cover on a Monday. Let's get it.
Yeah! Los Angeles takes his first time out.
What?
Yeah, I think the Raiders.
Brandon Staley just cost the Chargers the game. He broke an unwritten deal with the Raiders by calling that timeout. That is not where they lost that game. Third down with the season on the line, and you get gashed. That's where they lost it.
The Raiders, they took care of town business, man. I'm more proud of this team than any Raider team in history. I swear, man.
Pat Freiermuth is joining us. It was a matter of waiting to see what happened between the Chargers and Raiders.
It was fourth down and 10. I was like, all right, well, we're going to make playoffs. And all of a sudden, Justin Herbert started throwing dimes on fourth down. So.
My goodness, what a throw by
Justin. Definitely stressful.
Fires a deep downfield, and that ball is intercepted.
The Indianapolis Colts had one of the all-time worst choke jobs ever. Way to man down when it matters most. Jordan Poyer is my guest. You were a Pro Bowl snub yet again this year.
I don't want to say it bothers me, but it does. It pisses me off a little bit, I guess, yeah.
I don't think that we were really working well as an organization.
Brian Flores went 10-6 last year, 9-8 this year, and now he's getting run right out of the building. He went 2-0 against Bill Belichick this season. Has that ever happened before?
I've had enough of that.
Jeff Chidiha. Garoppolo going up against that Dallas defense.
Well, I tell you, you watch Micah Parsons up close and personal.
Yeah.
And he's close as you might get to a young Lawrence Taylor.
Totally trash.
In this league.
Georgia, let the celebration begin.
Shout out to
begin.
Georgia. Shout out to Kirby Smart. Shout out to Stetson Fleming Bennett the fourth, and a shout out to all the property that did get torn up in Indy last night, baby. Yeah, baby. Andy Staples.
Everybody looks at him and goes, oh, you were a walk-on. You can't possibly be as good as the former five-star from USC. Stetson was the better quarterback on the team that was the best team in the country all year long.
This ain't some clown show organization.
I would like to have a say in who the next GM is. Dude, you got the previous GM fired. Retired. Hey, you know, by the way, I want an ownership stake. While you're at it, just rename the stadium after me. Judge Field.
I am the law!
Go to Long Island, Pete.
Love to talk about being a clone since the 90s, but we are just out of our brains over here, man. He needs to go.
Knowing Ritt the way you know Ritt, I'm asking you, clones, how do you think he got hurt?
I even ran 30 minutes plant my right foot to go get him, and my calf just explodes. I could feel it pop. I felt the pop. I knew right away.
Chris Beard joining us.
Yeah, Brock's the best. He's one of those guys. If he drops a French fry, he doesn't have like a 5-second rule. He has a 5-minute rule. You know, he'll pick it up out of the parking lot and eat it, and no worries.
How much of yourself do you see in him, maybe?
A lot. He will literally be like Rodney Dangerfield one day. He'll be like 36, playing his senior year at Texas.
Email.
My beef women who command their Prince Harry to hoist them up onto their shoulders at rock concerts so they can see better. Hey, Megan, Mick Jagger can't see you. get the F down and stand like the rest of the adults. What is your beef?
When you walk up to the refreshment stand and you get a medium popcorn for $8.79.
Ah! Now, these damn referees. And I chased a referee before, and I've tackled him back in the 70s.
He is Eric Wood.
The goal is to get a first down so that your punter's not punting from the end zone. Okay, you get backed up in a corner in life. What are the first things you need to do to get off the goal line? It's probably not the time to throw out a bomb in life. It's little baby steps that get you down the field, and then you can go take your shot.
The real travesty is Aaron is looking at more MVPs than Super Bowls.
Yeah. Things went south when Tommy D let that ice road trucker chick from Omaha.
Lance Stevenson is my guest.
Man, it's a blessing, man. I was off for 2 years and I had to grind and work out and go to the G League and got back moving and playing at game speed. And now I'm doing here in at hometown doing a 10-day and proving myself.
Hey, Josh.
Spider.
You stink. Chris Money is joining us. What is it that makes Ozark what it is?
It's a lot of different things at once. Story about a family, story about a marriage. It can be sweet and sentimental. It can be scary and violent.
Josh Allen listening? Viagra. Take some Viagra.
Josh Allen should hit the blue bomber.
Get up as high as you can.
Yes, you do.
And not pitch a tent in the backfield.
Of course, you got the stupid fans that want to get the notoriety by whipping off their shirts, talking about hypothermia and frostbite.
Wide receiver AJ Green.
This guy is unbelievable.
Unbelievable! AJ Dillon.
Absolutely, anytime, especially for AJ Hour. That's awesome. I like that.
From North Ridge to Northern Kentucky.
Love you too, brother. See you later.
I've been hit by cars, and it didn't hurt this much.
Ah, hello.
Truly appreciate the friendship and opportunity to come on today, brother.
Brother. Both teams play hard.
A Lockhead Award.
That's really interesting.
She has a single eye. Oh, that's funny.
Love you too, brother. See you later.
I'm with you, Mitten Nation.
Good night now!
Good job, Alvy. Excellent job. Great job. An amazing week that was. I was kind of pumped up by hearing some Foreigner. I have to admit it. Urgent. Give it to me, Alvy. DJ Alvy. Just lower that a bit. A little bit lower, a little bit lower. Leave it. Leave it. Let's go to the phones. I mentioned that of all the games over the weekend, the one that I'm going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth on is the Niners and the Cowboys. Niners plus +3 if you want them. And I am going back and forth on that. This guy can help me with it. Let's go to San Diego. Dan. What's going on, Dan? How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking the call, Romy. Love your show. I got four reasons. I'll try to be quick. Why the 49ers have the edge over the Cowboys. Number one, they are hot. Number two, Trent Williams is back. And when Jimmy G has some time in the pocket, he can be lethal. We know that. Number three, the Cowboys are a 500 team outside of their division. They're not as good as everyone thinks they are. They have a crappy division, and that's the only teams they can beat. And number four, Kyle Shanahan is better than Dan Quinn and has some trick plays. He has the best plays that he's ever cooked up in his whole life ready for this game.
My man, Dan in San Diego, nice job. All right, so I will take that under advisement. As I mentioned earlier in the program, I can make an argument for either one of those teams. Actually, I haven't made that point yet. I was saving that point for when I talk to the big head. The fact of the matter is, I can argue for either one of those teams. I can look at that spread, and if I had to make an argument for the 49ers plus +3, I can. If I had to make an argument, like if I was one of those guys and a producer said to me, hey, this is a bunch of manufactured bullcrap anyway, you take that side and you take that side. My point would be I could take either side. I could argue the Niners plus +3 as well as I could argue Dallas minus -3. I like both of them, and I have concerns about both of them, and I can make that argument. So this is why I keep going back and forth. But I want to save my thoughts on that and get into it with the big head. But that's why I open it up to you. Dan in San Diego said, I will give you four reasons why the 49ers will hammer Dallas. Hey, listen, Dak got really nice last week. But that's not a one-off. That was not just against some scrubs either. Dak's played really well of late. And I would also argue that Jimmy G, although a lot of you don't trust him, I think he's more trustworthy than you think, but I would not guarantee anything with him either. I'm just saying he makes more plays than he gets credit for. Then you got Debo. Debo against Trayvon Diggs. Debo against the world. Love Debo Samuel. All right. It's time. Big Head Bets. Me and the Big Head are going to break down all the games as part of the Jim Rome podcast. We are going to tape that the second I get off the air here, so look for that in the next part of an hour and 90 minutes. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. Absolutely loved AJ Hour. AJ Green, AJ Dillon, both came up enormously. Appreciate you both and the teams. XR4TI, good job. Good effort. Nice week of shows. Well done. Clones, good job. Good effort. Sincerely, everybody have an amazing, super wild card weekend. And I will see you right back here on Monday. We're out.